105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL, Washington. A Cumulus station where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by the Mutual Fund Store. 39,000 Verizon workers are on strike this morning in 9 eastern states from here to New England.
Members of the Communications Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers had called for a strike if the union and management failed to reach a labor agreement, and that's exactly what happened. Talks have centered mostly on working conditions and plans to outsource jobs. Verizon says it has backup plans to serve landline cable and internet customers in Connecticut, Delaware, New York, New Jersey, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. Wireless service is not affected. Michael Toscano, Washington.
Metro leaders are headed to Capitol Hill today to face questions from a congressional subcommittee looking into last month's one-day system shutdown.
If it all goes well, says Congressman Jerry Connolly, this will be a wake-up call for both Metro and Congress.
I hope Congress will understand it has an obligation to be part of the solution, not just a sideline critic.
Being a part of that solution, Connolly says, may require paying up.
The federal government is the only member of the Metro Compact that does not provide operating subsidies. And I think, frankly, the federal government in that sense is getting a free ride. We've got to look at that seriously.
Says the feds are the biggest beneficiary of Metro, but
I think that will be a very difficult pill for a lot of my colleagues to swallow because they don't want to pay for anything.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
The National Park Service is apparently about to miss a critical deadline to apply for funding to repair the Memorial Bridge. Members of the Virginia and D.C. congressional delegations have written to the Park Service director, pushing him to get that application in by tomorrow night's deadline. Engineers have said the Memorial Bridge is in urgent need of repair. Some good news if you're a Pepco customer in Maryland.
Pepco has started issuing the first of two $50 bill credits to customers in Maryland. It's thanks to the merger between Exelon and Pepco Holdings, according to company spokesman Vince Morris.
We're doing a lot as part of the merger for the community, and this $50 bill credit is just the first part of it.
D.C. customers will see a bill credit next week, then everyone will get a second bill credit next year. Residential customers who have debt that's more than 2 years old will also have an opportunity to have that forgiven. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
We're learning more about how the FBI broke into a terror suspect's iPhone.
FBI Director James Comey said last week the government paid an unnamed third party for a tool that would unlock the iPhone used by one of the San Bernardino terror suspects.
And the people we bought this from, I know a fair amount about them.
Some news reports now say earlier reports that Israeli tech company Cellebrite was the third party were wrong. But Bloomberg reports the FBI has been a client of Cellebrite, a unit of Japan's Sun Corporation whose shares are up almost 40% since U.S. authorities announced a third party had showed them how to break into the iPhone. I'm Scott Carr on WMAL and WMAL.com.
President Obama set to host his sixth and final White House Science Fair today.
The event celebrates student winners from science, technology, engineering, and math competitions across the U.S. Students at this year's science fair are working on challenges including space travel, fighting climate change, and battling cancer. A posting on the White House website encouraged students across the nation to share ideas on social media with the hashtag WHScienceFair. I'm Mark Chase.
Checking your money, the Dow opened today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 48,72. Sports, the Nats and O's remain red hot. The Nationals beat the Braves again. The Orioles pound the Red Sox. The Wizards close out their season tonight at home against Atlanta. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Roundabout, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes first on the 5.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
I choose to bury my head in the sand.
To never open my 401k statements.
To be the oldest person at my company.
To never wonder what's next.
I choose to believe that retirement isn't in the cards for me.
Sure, you could choose to ignore your retirement, or you could choose to start doing something about it right now. Schedule your free portfolio review with the Mutual Fund Store today. Our advisors understand the reservations and concerns you have about retirement. That's why we sit down and meet with you one-on-one. We like to listen to what you've done in the past. More importantly, we like to talk about your goals and where you want to be in the future. After that, we'll put a plan in place that helps get your retirement on track. So what are you waiting for? Let's choose to make your future a top priority. Visit MutualFundStore.com to schedule your free portfolio review today.
Hi, I'm Ken Greer at the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Looking for a new home? Get New Homes Guide. You'll see every builder and new home community. The area's most complete resource matching home buyers and home builders for over 40 years. Don't say, I didn't even know those homes were there. Get your free copy at Harris Teeter locations and NewHomesGuide.com.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway in Annandale. The crash cleared from the left lane. So lanes reopened on the inner loop northbound as you come up to 236, the Little River Turnpike. 66. Boy, I love the sun, but that sun glare is just blinding this morning as we try to get out of Gainesville and through to Manassas toward Centerville. Only incident we had, I see one car stopped on the left shoulder, eastbound 66. Before 29 Centerville, and then you'll have the stop and go beyond that toward Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Getting up to 66, 28, the earlier crash northbound in Centerville before 66, that's been cleared. Interloop heavy toward the Legion Bridge. 270 had a report of a broken down in the Rockville area, southbound near 28. I'm not seeing it in the cameras, but crews are going to go out there and see if they can get it out of the way if it is indeed blocking. Baltimore Washington Parkway improving, but still slow as you come off the Beltway. Northbound near Powder Mill Road, accident cleared. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good run here this morning. Skies clear, roads dry, more the same this afternoon as the sunshine sticks around with a little breeze around 60. Tonight clear. Down near 42, sunshine seasonably mild tomorrow, 65. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL. Right now, 43 in Burke, 32 in Damascus, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by New Homes Guide. White millennials discuss what it feels like to be a white millennial. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL. 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up in about 30 minutes, we're going to talk to KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. Then at 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson, who has a novel idea. Let's not name things after people until they die. I mean, you know, let's make sure that we're not naming things after people who are still around. That's Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson at 8:05. I'm Brian Wilson, alongside Larry O'Connor.
And we have learned that the workers over at Verizon have gone on strike. It's been in effect a little bit over an hour now. Let's remember, here was Bernie Sanders earlier this year. Actually, earlier this week, rallying Verizon workers against the corporate machine.
And if employers refuse to negotiate a first contract, that employer will be penalized heavily.
Wow. So there, why do you need a union when the president and the United States government will penalize companies on their behalf? Boy, that's a fascinating cut there, isn't it? Trey Kovacs.
Isn't that very scary?
Policy analyst at the Competitive Enterprise Institute. He focuses on these labor issues. Thanks for joining us, Trey. What's at issue here? Why are the workers on strike? And is it true that Verizon refused to negotiate?
Well, no. They've been negotiating since last August. And really, unions aren't living in reality. All of these, you know, almost 99% of these workers service the landlines, which people aren't using it as much, so you don't need as many workers to operate and maintain them. So really, these unions would just rather go on strike than sit down at the bargaining table and deal with this reality and agree to a contract that's sustainable.
So let me just understand this. But basically, these workers, the contracts that they're operating under are still sort of rooted in the old technology, in the past technology, with regard to the reliance on landlines, and they haven't made any adjustments in their employment conditions or in terms of the numbers of mandatory employees. Things like that are often spelled out in these contracts to accommodate the new reality?
Yeah, these are what they call legacy contracts. I mean, the workers here make an average of $130,000 in wages and benefits. So for a business model that's not very profitable, that's about as good a work as you're going to get.
All right, so what will this impact? I mean, for people who may have Verizon as their carrier, may have Verizon to provide their cable service?
Well, so fortunately for customers, it's not going to really impact you at all. Verizon's been preparing for this. You know, in 2011, this same union went on strike. So they understand that this was a possibility, and they've been training supervisors and managers to take on, you know, all these kinds of repairs and take customers' calls at call centers.
Well,
so you're not going to see impact.
If that's the case, if indeed the customer actually notices nothing about this strike, it doesn't impact their service, and there's so much at stake for the corporation because they don't want to continue to pay people who they don't really have the work for, seems like this will be one that could last a while if the unions are going to go out on strike. It's not in the interest of the company to come to terms.
Well, so I guess in 2011, the strike lasted 2 weeks. And really, it's just going to depend on how long the employees on strike are willing to go without a paycheck and get a fraction of what they're being paid from the strike fund. Because the reality is, the union bosses are the ones who ordered the strike. Most union constitution and bylaws don't let members vote on whether they go on strike. So this is all about union bosses trying to, you know, strong-arm companies, not really the will of the employees.
So now, the union says there are a couple of issues here. One of them is Verizon trying to make layoffs easier, and it sounds like that's what you're alluding to here, where the company's saying, listen, we don't need all of these people to maintain landlines, because guess what? People don't have landlines anymore. So that's that issue. What about the idea that Verizon wants to freeze pensions where they sit right now? I mean, if there were pension agreements, and there's people who have been retired and they're living off of their pension, for Verizon to come back and want to actually make changes to that, you've got retirees who have already, you know, made their plans on their fixed incomes based on what they've got.
Yeah, so what I've seen is that I don't know if they're trying to change pensions of retirees, but what they're trying to do is change current employees to 401k with a company match. That's what they're trying to do.
Oh.
And it's just kind of funny for the Communication Workers of America and the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers to talk about pensions when many of their multi-employer pension plans that they control have gotten critical status notices from the Department of Labor for years on end, which means those funds are less than 65% funded.
Also, it should be noted that according to Verizon, one of the big problems they've got with regard to these pension dollars that they're dealing with is because the health care costs have gone up so high, you know, under the Affordable Care Act.
Which is not so affordable.
No, their health care costs have gone up much higher than they anticipated, and therefore they're operating with less money for the retirees. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, go on.
Well, I wanted to quickly shift to one other issue here that I think you might be able to speak on, and that is out in California, where Governor Brown just signed in a $15 minimum wage. I just saw a headline that says union members, AFL-CIO labor leaders, are now calling on that $15 an hour minimum wage that they fought for and that they pushed through in Sacramento. They now want to be exempt. Their members, AFL-CIO members, are going to be exempt of that $15 an hour. Is that true? They can't be that hypocritical.
Well, unfortunately, not only is it over the country, I think around a dozen California cities have the same exact exemption. Milwaukee County in Wisconsin has it. Chicago, Illinois has this. Louisville has it. Actually, in Washington, D.C., and I think 2013, when they tried to pass the minimum wage, in the first bill, it had a union exemption, and then public backlash, they ended up passing a clean bill in the end.
So, what is the danger, though? Because, I mean, we're hearing Montgomery County talking about a $15 minimum wage. District of Columbia talking about a $15 minimum wage. Everywhere you look, they're talking about this. What is the danger of setting the minimum wage at $15?
Well, so, I mean, it's going to harm workers whose labor isn't at a $15 hour wage level. So it's going to hurt the people on the lowest total, you know, rung of the ladder. That's really the people who are going to be harmed. You know, even liberals admit job loss does occur from a $15 minimum wage. They just say, you know, it's a trade-off and that, you know, the workers that have jobs are better off.
Well, but the good news is if you lose your job because of the $15 minimum wage, you can always get a good AFL-CIO or SEIU job and make $9.50 an hour. Because they're exempt from these laws.
Right, exactly. And the Los Angeles Times had a great story recently, I think this week, where in L.A. they passed a $15.37 minimum wage for hotel workers. And the unions have taken advantage of this loophole the minimum wage exemption. At the Sheraton Universal Hotel, which is a union property, bellhops and waiters get $10 an hour. Across the street at the non-union Hilton, they get the $15.37.
Unbelievable. All right. Trey Kovacs, political analyst. Yeah. Excuse me, policy analyst at Competitive Enterprise Institute. Thanks so much for joining us today.
Let me make sure I get this right.
Yeah.
So the union people say if we go to $15 an hour, there'll be fewer jobs, and some of our union members will lose their jobs.
Yeah.
So better to take $9 an hour.
Yeah, interesting.
Isn't that logic, interesting?
Isn't
which is exactly what we've been saying, yes. That jobs will be lost.
And these are the guys who will walk into your workplace and blow whistles and lay down in the street and stop traffic because of their obnoxious protests, because they're out there looking out for the little guy.
until the policies actually start to be implemented.
By the way, the little guy, those Verizon workers, according to Trey Kovacs, those Verizon workers who are on strike now, that Bernie Sanders is supporting, the Democrats always looking out for the little guy. $130,000 a year is the little guy's salary there.
Mm-hmm. It's now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Virginia. And coming in from the west, you may have heard me talk about the blinding sunshine and hard to see the cars in front of you. We have a crash now on 66 eastbound. You really need to take it easy as you approach 234 in Manassas. Accident blocking the left center lane, and I'm sure to have another lane here blocked in a moment when fire and rescue units, additional units arrive to the scene. So again, in Manassas, struggling here with this crash. Delays as you come out of Gainesville. Of course, for 29 commuters leaving Gainesville, we pick up that heavy volume on Lee Highway heading through the battlefield toward 234. Now, beyond through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and up at the Beltway, still the stop and go as well. Coming off of the Greenway, starting to build the volume on the toll road through Herndon and Reston. Route 7, good. I have nothing to report on the Georgetown Pike. Beltway Interloop at 236 crash has been cleared. Virginia for 395, it's just been about the volume. Topside jammed out of College Park to Silver Spring. 270, making it through Rockville. Looks like we had the broken down car south on 28. Lanes now open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Hey, listen, this is good stuff. It's going to be a little cool today, sunny with a high of around 59, 60 degrees. Tonight will get down to 42, but then we start warming up. So tomorrow, sunny sky, 65. Friday, 65. Saturday, 65. Sunday, in the low 70s, 72 or so. And then on Monday, I'm not making this up, they're calling for mostly sunny skies and a temperature in the low 80s. Currently in the nation's capital, 44 degrees. It is now 7:17 on WMAL.
Hi, my name is John Maxwell, Chairman and CEO of John Marshall Bank. We thrive in helping businesses of all sizes succeed. I want John Marshall Bank to be your bank. Contact me by visiting johnmarshallbank.com and let me introduce you to a better way to bank. John Marshall Bank.
Member FDIC.
All right, so remember this story that happened the other day with Hillary and the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio.
Yes.
All right, so
I remember.
They're doing this little sketch, and it's very awkward because they sort of make a reference, it sounds initially, to sort of a racist term.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it a little bit.
I just have to say, thanks for the endorsement, Bill. Took you long enough.
Sorry, Hillary. I was running on CP time.
That's not. I don't like jokes like that, Bill. That's not.
Cautious politician time.
Yeah,
I've been there.
CP time is a term that many find very offensive. It goes back to the references to blacks as quote unquote colored people, and that's colored people time, a suggestion that blacks were always running behind schedule. And many people say that's racist, and on its front, he played off of that, and it didn't sit well with a lot of people. But they were defending him yesterday at the White House.
Wait a minute, the most politically correct White House in the history of mankind.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I can't speak to any misguided attempts at humor, said Josh Earnest. I can only speak to their commitment they have shown over the course of their career to justice and civil rights.
Oh, there you go. See, that this is exactly what, when we talked about this yesterday, this is exactly what we predicted. You see, it's impossible for a progressive liberal Democrat to ever be racist.
But if Ted Cruz had done this, if Donald Trump had done this.
Right, but you can say the N-word, you can say CP time, you can do whatever you want, but you can blah, blah. Well, come on, please. Of course, I'm not racist. Look at my record. Oh, yeah. Let's look at your record. Let's look at black unemployment in New York City right now under de Blasio. Let's look at black unemployment and crime in the inner cities under Barack Obama. Let's look at the incarceration rates of African-Americans for petty drug crimes under the Clinton administration. Oh, but you're not allowed to do that either. No, no, no.
And Hillary was
a clear record, a clear record.
Hillary was asked about this, and she said, oh, it was all de Blasio. It was his idea.
Yeah.
Well, she participated in the script, in the little skit. Did she not see the script in advance? It seemed like she knew what she was doing.
De Blasio was asked about it on MSNBC.
It's a satire. The whole show was a satire. I was mocking myself. I'm sorry. I just think, I take full responsibility. Someone else wrote the script, but I approved it. So I just think sometimes there's a place for satire in this world.
Oh!
And that's what this was.
Good to know. Thank you for rewriting the rules on political correctness. We are now allowed to be satirical. I had no idea.
Well,
somebody please send a memo to Rush Limbaugh and Sandra Fluke and let everybody know now that we're allowed to be satirical, because up until now I thought we weren't.
Yeah, so there you have that. Right. And let's see, there's also some Clinton email news. It has to do with the president, his comments. Remember the president the other day?
Yes.
Well, he's out there and he says, I don't think there's any, that she had the intention of trying to thwart national security.
Yes, he said that's on Fox News Sunday.
Yeah, Fox News Sunday. And, he also went on to say, well, you know, there's classified and there's classified. Many people said, well, what he's doing there is he may be sort of like sending a signal to the Justice Department of how he thinks this matter should be resolved, even though he immediately then followed that up with words saying, but it's going to be above board. There's not going to be any undue influence. Josh Earnest was asked about this yesterday and sort of had a hard time defending what the president said, except he went on to say the president has had no such briefing, no background briefings, has no real information about
wait, but the president said she didn't
that's
affect
right.
national security with her decision.
That's
so
what, that's
so
what, huh?
He said that, but he's had no briefings on it.
Yeah. So on one hand, he said, look, she's not trying to, we're not going to allow influence of the decision at the Justice Department. But many people think that by actually saying that, he did just that.
Of course he did. Of course he did. It's 7:22 on WMAO.
L-O-L.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I won't argue with that.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, your carpets look lousy, and it's springtime, and you want them to look good. You're going to have some parties coming up. You got Mother's Day coming up. You're going to have mom over with carpets like that, or the floors like that. No, you don't want that. Zero Res is the company I use. They have my carpets deep cleaned, and they look brand new when they're done. But they also do hardwood floors, laminate floors, upholstery, tile, grout. And Zero Res, they do it a safe way, and you can trust them in your home. Trust me. This is the best company to use. And I love hearing from our listeners who will tweet me. I actually got a tweet last week. Somebody sent pictures of Zero Res in their home cleaning their carpets. And the before and after, boy, let me just tell you, some of our listeners have some pretty bad carpets.
Really?
I got to say, yeah, the befores were looking bad. But thank God they called Zero Res. Well, the afters look fabulous, like brand new. And by the way, if you're suffering from springtime allergies or asthma, or if anyone in your home is, Zero Res will have them breathing easier. Because think about it, that carpet and that pad, that's like acting as a filter, and it's just sitting there, it's holding all of that stuff in your house even after allergy season. Get Zero Res out there and get rid of it. And right now they've got a great offer for you just in time for springtime. Listen to this, 20% off any Zero Res cleaning, all of it. 20% off everything. Call them now, 703-382-1221. 703-382-1221, or go online at zeroresdcmetro.com.
Honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use the CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844-SLEEP-TEST.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Attention sufferers of type 2 diabetes. If you or a loved one suffer from type 2 diabetes, Integrated Health Center of Maryland has a program that can finally help you, truly help you, reduce or eliminate your needs for diabetic medications and even reverse your type 2 diabetes. Call today at 301-327-2722 to get your spot at the free information dinner. Seating is limited. Call today, 301-327-2722. That's 301-327-2722. Integrated Health Center of Maryland, the experts in real diabetic care.
Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors are a wise choice for your tax preparation. Be impressed by their credentials at EaglestoneTaxWealth.com or call 301-924-2160. Eaglestone Tax and Wealth Advisors have their sharp eyes on your best interest.
7:25 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia Beltway Interloop through Annandale, the volume, but the crash near 236 cleared out of the travel lanes. Get a little break, and then again from the toll road, you'll hit it slow, heading up toward the Legion Bridge. Northbound GW Parkway slows to join the Beltway, and on the southbound side of the George Washington Parkway, here comes the rush hour near 123, and heading down toward the Key Bridge. It is a tough trip coming in from the west. That sun glare is really blinding, and in fact, I'm trying to check out this crash, and it's even hard to see in the traffic cameras, but as you come up to Business 234, that's where we had the accident along the left side. Beyond, proceed with caution still, because you're going to see that stop and go continuing up through Fair Lakes and Fair Oaks. Now, Maryland, I want to take you around the Beltway each direction past Central Avenue. Heavy delays, but lanes reported open there to the Wilson Bridge. You're back near Route 5, Branch Avenue. And in the local lanes, they were trying to clear what Forestville police tell me a minor crash before you get to 210 to the shoulder. Traffic update brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. If your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. And in minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software and clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We look good, should feel okay, although a little bit below normal in terms of daytime highs today. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, and high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees. It is now 727.
Have you taken a look at your gym equipment recently? And I mean a close look. I mean like a microscopic look. Well, there's been a report out of CBS where a group of scientists have done just that. And it turns out, if you're a germaphobe, if you're one of those people who like don't like using public restrooms, you know, this is my favorite, is the people who use the restroom, they wash their hands, and then they use the paper towel for the door to exit.
Right.
That's become a big deal. Do you do that? Yeah. And it's probably a good reason to do that. You know, I'm sure that door handle has some germs, but nowhere near the germs that you're going to find at the gym on your exercise equipment. Get this.
Oh, really?
Exercise bikes have an average of 39 times more bacteria than a cafeteria tray. Treadmills contain 74 times more germs than a public bathroom sink.
Wow.
And are you ready for this?
Yeah.
The free weights. Those guys who use the free weights.
Yeah, the big guy.
That guy.
Yeah.
Free weights have 362 times more bacteria than a toilet seat. Just another reason not to go to the gym.
That's right.
It's 7:28 on WMAL.
Danny Espinosa.
This one going to the bullpen. Gone!
Blasts the Braves.
And just like that, the Nats lead.
Frame the game. Nationals Braves. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Messin 2. Anthony Rendon.
That ball out to left center.
Locked in with runners on.
The Nats lead.
Frame the game. Nationals Braves. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30 on Messin.
If you're over 50 and haven't updated your will recently, pay attention. Does that will leave everything to your spouse and then the kids? Have both names on your house and bank account? Own your own life insurance? Those could be expensive mistakes for your family. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English what you need to know about wills, trust, taxes, probate, and how to keep your money in your family. Watch the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
America is taking the lead in energy.
Leading the world in oil and natural gas production.
I vote to keep it going.
With the right policies,
we can produce, refine, and supply
more oil and natural gas.
And more abundant energy
means more affordable energy
for American families.
A more secure America.
Jobs.
Opportunity and economic growth.
For our children
and grandchildren.
That's why this election,
I'm voting
for American energy.
Learn more at voteforenergy.org.
Join us and become an energy voter.
Brought to you by American Petroleum Institute.
Coming up in just a moment, KT McFarland, National Security Analyst. It's all after the news, 7:30 in the nation's capital.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The news is sponsored by Bear Advanced. Thousands of Verizon workers are on strike. They hope the walkout will persuade the company to make a better contract offer. The strike is said to be one of the largest in Verizon's history and could affect customers from here to New England. Trump family values were on display last night at a CNN town hall.
Trump's wife, Melania, and children, Ivanka, Eric, Donald Jr., and Tiffany, shared the spotlight with their famous father.
He's got a great sense of humor. He's been the greatest father in the world.
I've grown up seeing him as such a mentor. His hard work ethic is truly inspiring.
Ivanka and Eric explained they can't vote for their dad in the New York primary. They never registered.
We didn't realize how the whole system worked.
But they say they will cast a ballot come November for their dad if he is the nominee.
Assuming I win, I will be very, very, the country will be very proud of me, and we will make America great again.
I'm Mary Maloney reporting.
Metro officials will come before a congressional panel today as lawmakers look into last month's one-day shutdown of the system for emergency safety inspections. Northern Virginia Congressman Jerry Connolly says the hearing should remind Congress of its role in keeping Metro in top shape.
We have a unique relationship between the federal government and Metro, and that implies an obligation for oversight, but it also implies to me an obligation to help defray the cost of operating the system.
Metro General Manager Paul Wiedefeld and Board Chair Jack Evans will be appearing in front of that congressional panel. The Prince George's County Council has voted to ban fracking, becoming the first local jurisdiction in Maryland to do so. Maryland has a moratorium on the controversial natural gas extraction technique. 25 states have filed a friend of the court brief in a case challenging the constitutionality of a Maryland war memorial that's in the shape of a cross. The states are urging the Richmond-based U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals to uphold a judge's ruling that the 40-foot-tall cross does not violate the Constitution. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 17,721, the Nasdaq at 4,872. Sports, the Nats hand the Braves their seventh straight loss. The Orioles get their seventh straight win. The NFL suspends Redskins running back Silas Redd indefinitely for violating the substance abuse policy. And the Wizards wrap up their season at home tonight against Atlanta. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore. Wearily, 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 weeding, what a bore. Weed, weed, weed your lawn. Weeding is a chore.
Break the cycle with Bear Advanced season-long weed control for lawns. It kills and prevents lawn weeds for up to 6 months with just one application, making it the only lawn weed killer that kills the weeds you see and prevents the weeds you don't for up to 6 months. Bear Advanced season-long weed control. Get more from the blue bottle. Always read and follow label directions. Learn more at BearAdvanced.com.
What can it cost you to not contact Miss Utility? You dig and hit an underground line. Essential services could be lost. You're responsible. Someone could be injured or worse, and you're responsible. But other than that, it can't cost you that much. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility, it's the law.
Have you looked at your home security bill recently? If you're paying $30, $40, $50 a month, call Ackerman and switch your service for free. Start saving today. Best of all, when you switch in April, you get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Brian Wilson here for Ackerman Security Systems, the company I recommend to protect your home and precious family. Why Ackerman, you may ask? You get the reliability and expertise of over 40 years experience. Security is all they do, so they do it better than anyone else. They are the only company with a seconds count guarantee speed response time. Their monitoring center is 5 Diamond certified, meaning you'll have the most highly qualified professionals responding to your emergencies. And here's the real kicker. You'll get burglary, fire, medical alert monitoring, and carbon monoxide monitoring for just $19.95 a month. No phone line, no problem. Ackerman offers wireless monitoring for just a few dollars more. So start your savings today and get up to 3 months monitoring free. Call 888-999-1070 or online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, and April is the height of the spring real estate market. People ask us all the time, how can you charge so little? I reply, why are the others still charging so much? Our hybrid model sells homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $2.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
Hey, Washington, D.C. Lumber Liquidators' 13th annual April sale is here. It's the biggest hardwood flooring clearance event of the year. Get once-in-a-lifetime prices on top-quality North American and European laminate from 29 cents, 150 styles of pre-finished hardwood from 89 cents, 30 varieties of pre-finished bamboo from 179. Even get beautiful Bellow at up to $2 off a square foot, plus more deals and special financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you and get to the famous April sale today.
Salt and dirt grind away like sandpaper on your rugs and carpets. You need a deep down clean. You need Hadid. For a limited time, get 20% off any implant rug cleaning. Call 703-241-1111 or go online to joehadid.com.
735 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland 270. It's been about the volume pushing south through Urbana and Hyattstown. And again, just south of Clarksburg, just heavy off and on down toward the lane divide. Now for topside delays, just before you get to 95 and around toward Georgia Avenue, inner loop into that sunshine through College Park. Each direction on the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, heavy through Laurel. Good news as you're coming off the Beltway, no longer seeing a delay northbound to Powder Mill Road, the scene of the earlier crash. But inside the Beltway, hang on, everyone. Slow through Riverdale, slow through Chevrolet to get onto New York Avenue and DC 295's heavy rush hour through that stretch. Latest problem on the Maryland Beltway, crash reported on the inner loop south of 214 Central Avenue. Crews on their way to check it out. Wilson Bridge, it was a minor crash reported in the local lanes near 210 and 66 East. Crash as you approach 234 Manassas. That's been cleared to the shoulder. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We look good, should feel okay, although a little bit below normal in terms of daytime highs today. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, and high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 35 in Centerville, 37 in Silver Spring, 43 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. And AM 630.
WMAL. It is 7:37 right here on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Thanks for starting your day the right way with Brian and Larry. Coming up later this morning at 8:05, Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson has an interesting idea. Hey, all these politicians who take your tax dollars and then stick their name up on a building, enough of that. You don't get your name on a building until you're dead. That's the proposal. What do you think? We'll talk to him and take your calls. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is our good friend, KT McFarland, national security analyst. You see her all the time on Fox News. Good morning to you, KT.
Good morning, gentlemen.
I want to start with what's going on in North Korea. We learned recently that a North Korean defector has come over to the South, and this guy was an intelligence analyst. And then we see this story in the news that says that some that North Korea is threatening South Korea over some 13 defectors, and we've seen missile tests out of North Korea of late. It is as if North Korea is just begging for our attention, as they often do. What should the United States do?
Well, the North Koreans always do something. They always provoke a crisis around this time of year. I mean, I've looked back over the years, and it's always in the spring. Why? It's usually, in fact, right around Easter weekend. I think it's because they're running out of food, that whatever crops they had, whatever fuel they had to get them through the winter are gone, and there's nothing to sort of help them. So they provoke a crisis. The world comes running. The North Koreans say, okay, we're going to stop doing this terrible thing we're doing, but what we want in exchange is give me the stuff, give me the food, give me the fuel oil, give me the transportation fuel, and then I'll stop. And then the cycle repeats itself the next year. Mm-hmm. So I sort of think it's part of their annual, you know, cherry blossoms on the mall, or cherry blossoms at the basin kind of springtime ritual. But what it shows is that every year what they do to provoke the crisis gets worse and worse and scarier and scarier.
Well, and not only that, I would imagine that by provoking such a crisis, they can say, you know, I know you're going through hard times, North Koreans, but stick together because the world is against us.
Well, it serves to rally their people. But remember, in North Korea, the people have no idea what the rest of the world is doing. They just know the rest of the world are enemies, one way or another. I mean, they're all completely brainwashed. What I find really scary about it all is that as North Korea inches closer and closer to being not only a nuclear weapons-possessing state, but nuclear weapons that they could put on the top of a missile that could reach the west coast of the United States, we seem to be talking to them and, you know, threatening them, but we don't do anything. Now, I'm not saying we invade North Korea, we bomb North Korea, but I think that would be the perfect reason to amp up and to intensify and to streamline and quicken our missile defense program. And yet, that's one of the programs that this administration has cut back on.
K.T. McFarland, everyone in this town right now is buzzing over a 60 Minutes report this last Sunday, suggesting that there are 28 pages of the 9/11 report, the commission's report, that have been redacted, that President Obama is now considering releasing. And in those pages, apparently, there is some implication that either the Saudi government, charities, benefactors from Saudi Arabia were somehow involved with, either complicit with, or actually organizing the 9/11 attacks. What do you make of this, and how will this affect our relationship with the Saudi government, and should we have a relationship with the Saudi government if this is true?
Look, this is really potentially very explosive, because if it turns out that there was, in this 28 pages, which the president's said that he'll make a decision on whether to release it within the next 2 months. Now, remember, the president's on his way to Saudi Arabia next week. The president's had a testy relationship with the Saudis through his entire presidency, and it's only gotten worse. If it turns out that there was a Saudi Al-Qaeda September 11th hijacker connection, I think it's explosive. It'll give Obama the excuse that he wants to distance himself even further from the Saudis and into the arms of Iran. And it will also call into question, you know, what's going on in Saudi Arabia? Because for the last 20, 30 years, they have supported radical Islamists all over the world, whether it's building madrasas in Pakistan that spew hate against the West, whether it's the seed money for ISIS, whether it's some of the seed money for Al-Qaeda. It's not necessarily coming from the treasury of the government of Saudi Arabia, but there are a lot of members of the Saudi royal family who are very, very wealthy, who do espouse the same ideas of a very strict Wahhabi caliphate, Sunni caliphate.
Yeah, but KT, let's draw on this distinction here that you're making, I think, because the Saudi government is not, it can't be compared to the American government. When you say, you know, oh, these are, you know, businessmen and such, but they don't have a direct relation to the government. Is there really a clear line like that between the government?
No, there's not. And throughout the Arab world, there's never a clear line. I mean, in Pakistan, the Pakistani intelligence services, for example, I think were protecting Osama bin Laden throughout, although the government of Pakistan said, oh, we didn't know anything about that.
Right.
To me, we have never been tough enough on the Saudis, where we should have gone to them, and we should still go to them and say, look, we Western civilization, and we'll include you in that bit, we need to fight radical Islam because it threatens all of us, particularly if they get their hands on weapons of mass destruction. So here's the deal. We will help you, but if you don't shut down the sources of funding and support that you know are within your royal family and within the wealthy Saudis, then guess what? When radical Islam comes for you, and it will, we are not going to lift a finger to help you.
Yeah. Amen.
Very quickly, the president, in an interview with Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday, said, hey, you know, there's classified and then there's classified. I'd just dying to know what you think about that.
Well, first of all, has anybody ever asked the question, who were the emails Hillary was sending? Who are they to? I mean, think about it. The missing emails surround the Benghazi events. Who do you think she was emailing? She was emailing the White House.
The Commander-in-Chief. Yeah.
The Commander-in-Chief,
National
the people
Security
in the White
Advisors,
House.
Yeah.
So, of course, they don't want them released. So I think he's giving her the legal defense before she needs it, which is, well, they didn't mean anything bad to happen, so therefore,
it's
you know,
okay.
we
That's
shouldn't
right.
go further.
Hillary, I mean, we'll have to leave it right there. The Hillary thing, it's just ticking there. KT McFarland, thank you so much.
Thanks, guys.
It's 7:44.
I am in full agreement.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I cannot believe that I'm actually agreeing.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Wait, I love looking for cars. I don't know. Do you love car shopping?
Oh, I love to go car shopping.
Absolutely.
People
love
actually bring me in
shopping
to do their negotiations.
Oh, I might have to do that sometime.
I'm pretty good at it.
You don't have to be very good at negotiating when you talk to the folks at Ted Britt Automotive, because you're going to get a great deal. Their prices are up to $500 to $2,000 below their competition in Northern Virginia there for Ford, Lincolns, and Chevrolet. And you can trust them. They're not going anywhere. They've been around for 57 years, and it's still a family-owned business. I met three of the 27 sons they've got over there. It's a huge family.
Yeah, it's
these,
a monstrous
these boys
family,
are
right.
running things, though.
I remember.
Ted Britt Automotive, and they've got this great program. It's called Ted Britt for Life. Guarantees your car is always taken care of. Every vehicle from Ted Britt, every single one, comes standard with lifetime vehicle coverage. This is for new and pre-owned vehicles with less than 100,000 miles. And they've got not only those great deals I talked about, but also an incredible selection. Over 1,200 vehicles in their 7 different locations. Why don't you go car shopping this weekend? It's a fun thing to do, and you can see how great their showrooms are in Sterling, Chantilly, or Fairfax. Or you can visit them online, of course, at tedbritt.com. Ted Britt, celebrating 57 years of dealership excellence.
It is now 7:45 on WMAO. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hoodie Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Let's do this. Virginia, Dale City to Woodbridge, slow in Newington, and now trying to get up onto the Beltway. Had the earlier crash in Annandale near 236. That's been cleared out of the lanes for some time, but still the pressure is on there. Accident as you head east on 66 in Centerville and Manassas. Jammed. The crash had been near 234 business over to the shoulder, but still quite slow out of Gainesville. Making our travels off the Greenway onto the toll road, crews tell me, nope, it's just the sun glare slowing us this morning. Nothing in the way there. Through South Riding 50, you hit the brakes hard too, and Luckett's southbound 15. It's been about the stop and go. 270 had the broken down near 28 in Rockville. Quickly cleared out of the lanes like that. Now getting in through town. As you leave Greenbelt, just inside the Beltway for the BW Parkway delays and the 50 delays just inside the Beltway, to head onto New York Avenue or if you head DC 295. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Pretty good roll now. High pressure in, going to give us clear sky. That's already here this morning. A little breeze around. Beautiful blue sky this afternoon up near 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 45 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Belvoir Federal Credit Union.
House hunting? Get a 0.25% rate discount on mortgage loans from Belvoir Federal Credit Union. Visit BelvoirCreditUnion.org or call for details. Equal housing lender.
Let's turn our sights to the entertainment world. And, you know, Facebook,
okay,
social media, that's all part of the entertainment industry, too. Mark Zuckerberg.
How do you turn your sights?
He's a gajillionaire over there thanks to his work on Facebook. And he was giving a keynote speech yesterday, and he slammed certain political figures here in America. Listen to this.
As I look around and as I travel around the world, I'm starting to see people and nations turning inward against this idea of a connected world and a global community. I hear fearful voices calling for building walls and distancing people they label as others.
Oh, yeah.
For blocking free expression, for slowing immigration, reducing trade, and in some cases around the world, even cutting access to the internet. It takes courage to choose hope over fear.
All right, so this is great to know. So if anybody ever visits Silicon Valley and they want to see the inner workings of Facebook, apparently, according to my interpretation of what Zuckerberg is saying,
open door policy.
Yeah,
just
you can
walk
right in. There's no security involved over there at Facebook headquarters. I think you can walk right in the front door. You can go into the development lab. You don't have to sign a book. You don't have to show them ID. You don't have to worry about any. Of course, he's talking about walls here on the border of America, but I'm sure he doesn't have any electronic or virtual walls or physical walls over at Facebook headquarters. I bet all the people from Twitter and Snapchat, they can just walk right in and see whatever they want, take it back. They'll probably give you a free computer while you're there. Yeah, here's what you do. Go to Facebook headquarters. They'll give you free meals while you're there. If you get sick, they'll take care of you. They'll give you health care while you're there over at Facebook. They're going to give you probably an education, and you don't have to pay for it. Everything is fine. You're good, right? Right, Mark Zuckerberg? Uh-huh. Okay. Meanwhile, Ben Affleck, also in the entertainment world here, he's going to now direct.
He's Batman.
Well, he's not, though, is he? I mean, yes, he played Batman in this last movie, but he was just not that good.
Actually, I think I haven't seen it, but I heard a lot of people say they liked
it. No, you heard Heather Hunter say he was good.
No, I've heard
that's not a lot of people.
No, other people have told me they liked his portrayal of Batman.
Well, I can think of one that was a little better. Yeah, that's right. I like Adam West better than Ben Affleck.
Is he one of the he's a funny guy, by the way.
I didn't like it his portrayal that much at all, especially his fighting. He looked like the Hulk fighting Superman, not the elegant, smooth martial arts style that we've become accustomed to. Anyway, the bottom line is they're throwing money at him, the studio is. They're going to let him direct and star in his own solo Batman movie now.
Okay.
And he's pretty excited about that. Also, one other bit of information.
Yeah. Oh, that's the Harry Potter.
For the Harry Potter fans in the audience, if you can't make it to the brand new opening of the Harry Potter thing out there at Los Angeles Universal Studios and you haven't been to Orlando, which I highly recommend, you can still see Harry Potter live and in person, or at least the actor who plays Harry Potter, Daniel Radcliffe, is starring in a Broadway play called Privacy, and it's based on the Edward Snowden controversy.
Oh, great.
Imagine that.
How about that?
That's kind of an interesting element there.
Yeah.
I don't think he's going to use his wand, though, to get national security secrets. It's 7:50 on WMAL. Business report coming up in just 2 minutes.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
I agree with you 1,000%.
Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't you love that?
Where Washington comes to talk.
We've got a beautiful day ahead of us right now, and that should put a smile on your face.
I'm smiling.
And you want to make this the perfect day? Why don't you send somebody, just for no reason at all except you love them and you're thinking about them, send them some flowers. Oh. Send them some roses. Whether it's a birthday or an anniversary or just because you want to make their day brighter. When someone receives roses from 1-800-Flowers.com, well, it puts a guaranteed smile on their face and a smile on yours as well. So here's the great deal that's available to you just now, just because you're listening right now to Mornings on the Mall. You call 1-800-Flowers.com. It's only good for this week, this offer. You order one dozen beautiful assorted roses, and they're going to double that. You'll get 2 dozen roses and a free vase just for $29.99. That's half off the original cost. It's a great deal, but it's only available this week and only available while supplies last. I mean, roses aren't growing on trees or anything.
No, they grow in bushes.
Well, yeah. But the point is, if you run out of supplies, the deal is over. So do it today. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. Click on the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter Larry. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Larry.
When it comes to replacement windows, most of us don't know much. Should you settle for vinyl? Maybe wood windows. What about fiberglass? Who knows? You know who does know? TheWindowMan.com. Since 1989, TheWindowMan.com has been your local educational window company. They carry two legendary brands. Marvin's fiberglass replacement window, the Infinity, made with all Trex fiberglass, and Monterey Storm windows. Marvin's Infinity is the most beautiful replacement window available, adding character and value to your home. Love your wood windows? Great! Keep them by simply adding Monterey Storm Windows, the window that hides in plain sight. Schedule your free in-home consultation by calling 703-978-9888 or visit a Windowman showroom in Fairfax or Alexandria. And for a limited time, save up to $500 on most window orders.
The Windowman can.
See us for saving details. Limited time offer.
Attention DC small businesses. It's time to dare to compare health plan prices. You might be surprised to find that you could save up to 24% simply by switching to United Healthcare. In fact, you may save up to $1,229 per year per employee. With some of the lowest prices in town, United Healthcare means business. Get a quick plan and price overview at uhc.com/compare. Health plan coverage provided by or through United Healthcare Insurance Company, Optimum Choice Incorporated, or United Healthcare of the Mid-Atlantic Incorporated, depending on the coverage purchased.
Time to check in with your money at the news desk at CNBC. John Lesher is standing by.
Good morning. J.P. Morgan Chase, the biggest U.S. bank by assets, says its profit fell nearly 8% in the first quarter as costs to cover possible sour loans to troubled shale oil companies rose and revenue from trading and investment banking declined. Nearly 40,000 Verizon workers on the East Coast went on strike this morning in hopes of getting a better contract. The job action could interrupt landline and Fios Internet services from Massachusetts to Virginia, although Verizon says it has trained thousands of temporary replacements. Wall Street looks to open higher this morning, even though the price of oil is falling again, down to $41.53 a barrel. And we'll find out if retail sales and the producer price index rose as expected in March. I'm Jed Lesher, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Did you use your timeshare last year? Have you booked it out for this year yet? Chris Plant here to tell you that the number one reason people contact Timeshare Exit Team to get out of their resort isn't because they don't like it. It's not even because their maintenance fees went up. It's because either their lifestyles have changed and they've been unable to use it every year, or the resort fills up so quickly they can't book where and when they want. If that's you, I want to encourage you to reach out to the consumer protection company that I trust, Timeshare Exit Team. Timeshare Exit Team doesn't buy, sell, or donate timeshares. They negotiate with the resorts and get you out safely and legitimately. With offices right here in Tyson's Corner and Towson, you'll sit down with your personal client advisor for a free consultation. If you decide you want out, they have a 100% guarantee that they will get you out or give you a complete refund. Because if they can't get you out, they haven't earned your money. TimeshareExitTeam.com. TimeshareExitTeam.com.
It is now 7:55 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Brian, around the Beltway we go to the Wilson Bridge. Delays back at Route 5, Branch Avenue, and along the way in the local lanes, you'll see some activity as you approach 210. They were trying to get that minor crash, they tell me minor, over to the shoulder. Now, once on to 295, slowing past the Naval Research Lab. Get very little break, but I'm really seeing just that slow flow heading up toward the inbound Douglas Bridge and 11th Street Bridge with lanes reported open there. Now, let's take you 50. Out of Bowie, we're okay up through to the Beltway. However, we're seeing delays as you come through Annapolis to go north on 97. The crash on 97 north of 50, that's been cleared to the shoulder, but slow each direction. Through the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, through Laurel, heavy. Southbound also a brief delay into Jessup, but nothing in the way. 270, it's been about the stop and go. 66, sun glare getting us this morning. And on Route 7, heading eastbound, we've had just the volume. And now, in the backups as you pass Belmont Ridge Road, watch for report of an incident. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We look good, should feel okay, although a little bit below normal in terms of daytime highs today. Clear this morning, sunny this afternoon, and high close to 60. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidgett from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 43 degrees. It is now 7:56.
Far, far away lies a mysterious place called the Warehouse of the Unexpected. No one orders from this warehouse, but oh, does it deliver. Shipments of fate sent to cause workplace injuries at small businesses everywhere. A shovel that causes a landscaper to trip and break his arm. A pair of scissors that lands on a florist's toe. A puddle of coffee that makes a waiter slip and fall. Is it fair? Is it stoppable? No. But when the unexpected strikes, The Hartford helps more than 1 million small businesses prevail. With workers' compensation, property and liability insurance. When the unexpected strikes, will you be ready? Ask your agent for The Hartford by name or visit thehartford.com/prevail. Coverage subject to policy terms. Coverage provided by Hartford Fire and Affiliates.
You know, spring is here, the perfect time to freshen up your dating life. You could start with a little spring cleaning and get rid of that online dating app that has you endlessly swiping and swiping. And if you ever do get a date, you really have no idea what you're walking into. Am I right? Brian Wilson here to tell you about a better way. It's Just Lunch is a tried and true blueprint for dating success that's been getting great results for 24 years. Here's how it works. You'll meet with your matchmaker. Mine was named Kim. She was awesome. She'll get to know you and find out exactly what you're looking for in a dating partner. Then she'll
hand-select quality matches from the It's Just Lunch exclusive membership base. She'll pre-screen those matches. She'll handle the logistics, book the reservations. All you do is show up and be your charming self. I can tell you firsthand, you'll meet some great people and you'll go on some quality dates. Busy people talk about how little time they have. Productive people make time for what's important. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com. Call today. Start dating tomorrow.
The Boys of Summer. What do you mean that title's already been taken?
Here's the pitch for the stand-up guys from Dave Snell of Snell Heating and Air.
After a long winter off, the big league baseball players gear up with spring training. But my stand-up guys, they've been training up for warm weather action practically all winter. They've been hunkered down over books and diagrams and getting their hands dirty, learning about the latest technology. My stand-up guys work harder during the winter so they can work smarter out in the field. And right about now, they're anxious to put all that training to good use. So why not get a jump on warm weather and book an AC tune-up now? You don't want to wait and call us on that first hot day when everyone and their brother has their system breakdown, because then my Boys of Summer, they're real popular.
Call 703-450-6300 and save $1,700 on Lennox Home Comfort Systems online at snellheatingandair.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
My name is Bill Ridenour, president of John Marshall Bank. John Marshall Bank is 10 years old this year. I want to invite you to join the many businesses that already bank with John Marshall Bank. Visit johnmarshallbank.com and make the switch today. John Marshall Bank, the better way to bank.
Coming up on WMAL.
We'll be joined by Virginia Delegate Richard Anderson. We'll ask him about the coming zombie apocalypse in Loudoun County. Oh, no, 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 we won't. No, I'm sorry. No. I took that whole thing very seriously. Yeah, no, we're going to ask.